Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Milt Nielsen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dave Philly. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Kress. Batting third. The center fielder, Bill Higdon. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Cass Michaels. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Johnny Ostrowski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Rocky Krusnik. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bomber. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Bruner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Bruner. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is called out on strikes. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krusnik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field. Nielsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Higdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higdon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Easter. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Bomber applying the tag. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels strikes out. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski takes first base on ball four. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan fires to first and picks off Ostrowski. Two outs. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Nielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nielsen bunts towards the mound. Bruner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Philly. Hegan reaches second base with a double. Nielsen moves to third. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nielsen scores. Hegan scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Lemon moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kress fields it, tags Boone for the out, and throws to second to double up Mitchell. Lemon scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Bomber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomber takes first base on ball 4. Tipton moves to second. Jack Bruner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruner is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Tipton moves to third. Two outs. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kress for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bomber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Easter moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ostrowski. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Easter scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Milt Nielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kennedy. The throw from Tipton and he is out, Krasnick applying the tag. Two outs. Milt Nielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nielsen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nielsen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Higdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higdon is 0-for-1 in the game. Higdon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-1 in the game. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Higdon moves to second. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Ostrowski is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rocky Krsnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krsnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Krsnick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bomber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lemon moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lemon moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 2 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bomber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tipton for the out. One out. Jim Bomber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomber is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bomber is hit by the pitch. George Metkovich pinch hits for Jack Bruner. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Pierce now pitching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball towards left. Ostrowski settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Ostrowski. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards first. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Nielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nielsen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nielsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Avila now playing second base. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hegan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Higdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higdon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higdon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hegan strikes out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lemon is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. Michaels takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ostrowski strikes out. One out. Rocky Krisnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krisnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Krisnick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krisnick moves to third. Jim Bomber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Krisnick scores. Tipton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Jim Bomber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bomber is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Bomber is hit by the pitch. Gus Zernial pinch hits for Billy Pierce. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-3 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krisnick fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-3 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kleiman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Krisnick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-3 in the game. Philly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Philly for the out. One out. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-3 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Nielsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Higdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higdon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higdon hits a fly ball into center field. Nielsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Ostrowski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Higdon, who is chasing the ball. Kennedy reaches third base with a triple. Milt Nielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nielsen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nielsen takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Michael settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Michael scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Cass Michaels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Michaels is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Michaels hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ostrowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostrowski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ostrowski hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Easter, who is chasing the ball. Ostrowski reaches third base with a triple. Rocky Krusnik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krusnik is 0-for-3 in the game. Krusnik hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ostrowski scores. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.